Hey, this is the Youth Sermon Preview for October 16th. My name is Paul Funches, pastor of Family Ministries, here with Josh Sturm, who is the pastor of youth here at Faith Bible Church. And we get together every week and talk about the sermon that's going to be preached in the youth ministry tonight. So, Josh, what are you talking about tonight?
Yeah, we're finishing up our series in the Psalms, which we've titled The Life of Worship. So we've only been here for, this is our sixth sermon in the series.
You've only done six?
Six.
So which chapter are you in this week?
You know, we took six sermons to get through 150 Psalms, so 149 Psalms.
That's pretty impressive.
So we're in Psalm 150.
Wow, this week. That's pretty impressive. Yeah. And we're kidding. You just picked a few Psalms, didn't
you? Yes.
There? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I mainly just went by Psalm type. So we looked at revelatory Psalms, or Psalms that, you know, say, give you information about reality, about who God is. Then we looked at Psalms of confession, Psalms of lament, Psalms of trust, and then now we're in Psalms of praise. So different people break down those Psalms different, the categories differently, but I try to at least expose them to the diversity of ways that the Psalms teach us how to live a life of worship. So the praise this week, as I've been studying for it, I've kind of seen that there's a cycle in the life of worship in the Psalms. I didn't really intentionally do this, but revelation leads to confession and lament, which then leads to trust, which then leads to praise. So there actually is kind of a cyclical nature to it. God shows himself and shows reality to us. We wrestle with it with confession and lament. We come to terms with it and trust, and then we praise him for who he is and what he's doing in the midst of it. So I'm just kind of using that to show that there actually is a cycle here of kind of the life of worship, of how we come into back into right relationship with God and live in right relationship with him. It's almost a little bit of a liturgical structure for us. I'm not going to make that official though, but it is interesting. You do see patterns in the way the Psalms work. So tonight the big idea is praise is the point. So it's bringing us to kind of the pinnacle of the life of worship, and that is praising God. Praise is simply, I'm going to use a definition of praise is an action or an external outworking of an internal enjoyment or delight in God. So it's boasting in God, essentially, which comes from a heart that loves him and revels in him and loves what he's doing and who he is. So I'm trying to paint a picture tonight that praise isn't simply singing a song about God. It's singing truths about God with a heart that loves those truths, that loves the reality behind it. So trying to talk about the internal leading to the external. But Psalm 150 gives us kind of three aspects of praise. It gives us the where, the why, and the how of praise. And so I'll walk through those just to kind of flesh out, okay, what is the Psalm calling us to in a life of praise? What is it calling us to in praising God? And then after that, I want to wrestle with them, okay, how do we become this? How do we become somebody who praises God in his presence, praises him for who he is and what he does, and praises him with everything he's given to us, all the gifts he's given to us. How do we become that sort of person? And so I want to just go through the gospel and show how Christ, the whole point of what Christ has done is to the praise of his glory, the praise of his grace. And so praise is really the whole point of the gospel. It's through Jesus that we enter into the presence of God in right relationship. It's through Jesus that we have the fuller revelation of who God is and what God does. So he's how we know God, and it's through Jesus that we are enabled by his Spirit to actually worship, to actually love him as we should and respond to him rightly. So that's kind of the outline of tonight, trying to get at the internal leads to the external. So trying to really drive home the need for the students to see that they are called to be praise people who praise, but the way that they're going to become that is through an internal change, through an internal delighting in God and enjoying him and loving him. So that's really where the battle's fought. So that's tonight.
Good. So how would you encourage parents to engage with their students regarding this internal source of praise and how they could go about encouraging their students?
Yeah, one of the things I'm going to do with the students on the front end is get them to talk about things that they delight in or love. So I'm going to ask them, like, what are some things that you guys enjoy? And obviously, they're all going to respond with bright eyes and talk about the things they love, okay? So I'm going to talk about, like, what are some places you guys have enjoyed? Who are some people that you guys enjoy? What are some activities you guys enjoy? And I just want to see them praise, right? They naturally praise because they love these things and they delight in them. So you could do that as a parent. Try to get underneath the surface of your kid's heart by asking that question, what do you enjoy? And then poke and prod there and start seeing things coming up. And praise is a natural outworking of an internal reality, an internal love. So if your kids love video games, they're going to talk about video games and they're going to talk about them with a lot of joy. If your kids love sports, they're going to talk about them. They're going to praise them. So that whole paradigm is a good way to unearth what's going on in our hearts. What do we actually love? What do we actually worship? What's the things that we talk about with a lot of excitement, the things that we delight in? So that's a good place to start. And then I would ask them from there, I think get to the call of the psalm, and that is, what does it look like to praise God? What does it look like to actually praise him? What are the components there? And Psalm 150 provides some of those things. It's, you know, and then from there, ask that question, how do we do it? How do we become that person? And see what your student picked up from the gospel conversation at the end. I'm trying to paint that pretty clearly tonight. So
that's good. Asking that question, what do you enjoy? And seeing your teenager light up.
Yeah, not your kid. We use that term. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think, you know, I think that with teenagers or with people, we know what they enjoy, because that's usually what you spend time doing, spend time thinking about. That's usually what you're focused on. And so it's probably, if you're a parent and you don't already know what your teenagers enjoy, then you probably need to pay attention better.
Yeah.
And I think the encouragement for parents from my vantage point would be, don't panic when your teenagers love other things.
Yeah.
Because you do too. We all do.
Yep.
This is what this is that whole tension again, living on the earth and trying to love God with all of our heart, soul, and mind. I mean, we don't naturally do that because of our sinful nature, but helping them walk through and just ask those questions about their heart. What does it say about your heart that you enjoy, you know, fill in the blank more than
sometimes,
anything else?
Sometimes what comes up is really scary.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow, we enjoy things we really shouldn't enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this is a beginning of a conversation, or maybe a continuing of a conversation that you need to be having with your teenagers constantly. Mm-hmm. And not just with your teenagers, but your own heart and your own life.
Because praise is the point.
Yeah.
Right? It's the main thing, the big thing in life.
Yeah. And we can praise God. We can praise the Lord through these things that we enjoy. God has given us good things,
right,
and we can use those good things to praise him. As a reflection of our thankfulness and our praise of him. But anyway, good stuff, good message tonight. And I hope that you parents will take advantage of this opportunity that you have. Go and disciple your teenagers. Peace.